This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations says more than 500,000 Palestinians have been displaced in recent days by escalating Israeli military operations in both southern and northern Gaza. Aid workers are struggling to distribute dwindling supplies to Palestinians facing catastrophic levels of hunger in makeshift tent camps. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday unveiled a bundle of steep tariff increases on an array of Chinese imports, including electric vehicles, computer chips, and medical products, risking an election year standoff with Beijing in a bid to woo voters who give his economic policies low marks. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
The White House cited unacceptable risks to U.S. economic security. It said those threats came from unfair Chinese practices, flooding global markets with cheap goods. Biden administration officials said their measures are carefully targeted and unlikely to worsen inflation. They also downplayed the risk of retaliation from Beijing. Biden has struggled to convince voters of his economic policies, despite a backdrop of low unemployment and above-trend economic growth. The president has said he wants to win this era of competition with China, but not to launch a trade war. On Tuesday, China strongly criticized the U.S. decision.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday in Kyiv said Russia needs to rebuild Ukraine.
What Putin destroyed, Russia should and must pay to rebuild. It's what international law demands. It's what the Ukrainian people deserve.
Blinken also said the U.S. intends to use its power to seize Russian assets.